Hello, and welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles from Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. And the first one is from Evolution Health by Cyrus and Kylie Kambada. Cyrus is a PhD. Kylie was recently on the Exam Room podcast, and the host, Chuck Carroll, joked that we'd be dropping F-bombs throughout the show. But don't worry, she didn't use any profanities. She used her favorite F-word, fiber. Why? Because the story of fiber is fascinating. Check this out. Did you know that the recommended fiber intake is 25 grams per day, but that most Americans only eat about 15 grams per day? Cyrus and I aim to eat a ridiculous 75 to 100 grams per day, and our daughter Indigo, who's 3, aims to eat 30 to 40 grams per day. What's crazy is that eating a ridiculous amount of fiber every day has completely transformed our health from the inside out. But our clients tell us, I eat a healthy diet. But when we dig deeper, their fiber intake tells us a completely different story. They're falling for marketing tricks, products labeled high fiber that contain a measly 2 grams, while the rest of the ingredient list reads like a chemistry experiment loaded with refined sugar. The science. Why fiber is your best friend. Here's what research shows about fiber's incredible benefits. Fiber improves blood glucose control. Fiber slows glucose absorption, preventing the blood sugar roller coaster that leads to cravings and crashes. Fiber reduces inflammation. High-fiber diets significantly reduce systemic inflammation by promoting the production of short-chain fatty acids in your gut. Fiber lowers your heart disease risk. Studies show fiber intake directly correlates with reduced heart disease risk. Fiber can help you reduce your cancer risk. Fiber feeds beneficial gut bacteria that protect against colorectal and other cancers. Fiber helps you lose weight. Fiber makes you feel full, which in turn reduces the amount of food that you can eat at a meal. But here's the fascinating discovery from analyzing thousands of food logs. Protein and fiber often travel together in whole plant foods. When you focus on getting adequate fiber, your protein needs go up as well, which means that you can solve 2 nutritional issues at the same time. How we solve the fiber disconnect. At Evolution Health, we don't just tell people to eat more fiber. We teach a systematic approach that includes tracking your baseline. Most people are shocked to discover they're getting less than 20 grams of fiber a day. focusing on whole food sources, red beans, quinoa, air-fried tofu, and leafy greens. Building fiber-rich bowls. Combine different textures and seasonal produce for maximum nutrition and satisfaction. And reading labels like a detective. Learn to spot the 50-plus names for added sugar that sabotage fiber's benefits. The key insight? When you eat fiber the way nature intended, bound up in whole plant foods with all their accompanying nutrients, your digestive system knows exactly what to do with it. Stop falling for the food industry's lies. It's time to embrace the F word that can change your health. If you want to help build a fiber-rich, anti-inflammatory lifestyle that's helped thousands of other people, our team specialized in personalized coaching to help you eliminate inflammation using evidence-based science that works like wildfire. For more information, go to evolution-health.co. You can choose a time to speak with us for free. You are listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. And from Healthy World Sedona, here's a highlight of a bill that's been introduced. Velasquez and Adams introduced the Plant-Powered School Meals Pilot Act. The program would provide plant-based entrees in schools nationwide. On October 28th, Representatives Nadia M. Velasquez, Democrat New York, and Alma Adams, Democrat North Carolina, introduced the Plant-Powered School Meals Pilot Act. The bill would create a voluntary grant program for school districts to help students, to help schools provide healthier, climate-friendly, and culturally appropriate plant-based entree options to students. According to the CDC, approximately 39% of New York City public school children, kindergarten through eighth grade, are overweight or obese. And one in five children and adolescents nationwide are affected by obesity. Expanding access to nutritious plant-based meals in schools can play a critical role in improving children's health and addressing these alarming trends. Contact your representatives to support HR 5867. And if you want to read more about it, you can go to Velasquez, which is VelazQuez.house.gov, to read more about this important bill. And also from Healthy World Sedona, here's a quick recipe for the fall for apple crisp. It's a simple recipe to finish off an autumn meal or as a standalone treat. Serve it with some banana nice cream or a spoonful of plain or vanilla non-dairy yogurt. So first of all, you mix together 6 cups of diced apples, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 2 tablespoons of arrowroot starch, lemon zest, the juice of a half of a lemon, and 1/4 cup of water. Mix it and then spread in a 9x9 pan. In a food processor or blender, mix the topping, which is 1 cup of pitted dates, 1/2 cup of almond meal, 1 cup of rolled oats, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Then spread it on top of the 9x9 pan. You can top it with 1/4 cup of walnuts or pecans and bake at 350 for 45 minutes. Serve warm. Doesn't that sound yummy? You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you whole food, plant-based nutrition. And from the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies, this is an article titled, Persistence, Not Perfection, is Key to Change, by Gabe Canales, October 14th, 2025. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer at 35, one of the 6 urologists I saw urged a plant-forward diet. He told me to cut red meat and dairy and load up on cruciferous vegetables, berries, mushrooms, and wild salmon. I grew up in Texas on barbecue, brisket, chicken fried steak, Whataburger, and Mexican food like fajitas and carne asada, and I kept eating that way into adulthood. Changing long-held habits took time, which is why I encourage men to start with simple wins and add more plants. Over time, I moved toward a whole food plant-based lifestyle, and over 15 years, I have stayed about 98% plant-based. My experience with prostate cancer led me to found Blue Cure, a men's health nonprofit organization focused on awareness, prevention, education, and support. From the beginning, Blue Cure has heavily promoted whole food plant-based nutrition and the reasons behind it. We focus on prevention and risk reduction, supporting men on active surveillance, i.e., men with low-risk cancer who elect to closely monitor cancer progression instead of receiving immediate medical treatment, and improving treatment outcomes and erectile dysfunction. We share this message through articles, infographics, and interviews. I also worked with 2 plant-based dietitians who developed our nutrition guide and recipes so men and their families have practical tools. Early on, I pushed for perfection. Today, I meet men where they are and coach progress that sticks. Small changes become habits. Habits change lives. I still live with low-risk prostate cancer 15 years after my diagnosis, and a recent MRI at the National Cancer Institute showed no progression. I credit diet and lifestyle while recognizing that not everything is in my control, so I stay on top of PSA tests, imaging, and follow-up visits. Blue Cure is in its 5th year of our men's health tour. Our fourth year focused on Texas. We visit 7 cities to promote awareness, screening, and lifestyle habits that move the needle. I put special focus on South Texas and majority Hispanic communities, where pride and tradition can make men hesitate to seek care. Our message is direct and respectful. Get checked, know your numbers, take action for yourself and your family. My advice for others trying to get projects off the ground? Lead with purpose, show up consistently, adapt as you learn. I started Blue Cure with conviction and a willingness to figure it out. Tell your story with honesty. Serve the audience in front of you. Momentum follows persistence, not perfection. And next from Forks Over Knives, why poultry seasoning deserves a spot in the vegan spice rack. By Mary Margaret Chapel, November 12th, 2024. Vegans, don't let the name scare you off. Poultry seasoning, the blend of herbs and spices that smells just like Thanksgiving, doesn't actually have any poultry in it. The fragrant, meaty flavored mixture can be used to dial up the savory factor of a range of plant-based dishes, and not just during the holidays, but all year round. Here's everything you need to know about the 150-year-old spice blend, including how to make your own poultry seasoning and tasty ways to incorporate it into recipes throughout the year. What is poultry seasoning? In 1867, just 4 years after Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday, William G. Bell launched Bell's Seasoning, the signature poultry seasoning with a turkey on the label. Coincidence or clever marketing? Either way, poultry seasoning has been the essence of the holiday's aromas and flavors ever since. Today, most major spice companies have a poultry seasoning in their product range. All are finely ground, herb-forward blends, each with its own proprietary twist. Some, like Bell's and McCormick, have just a hint of spice. Others, including Penzies and Frontier, boost flavor with additions such as dried onion and lemon peel. What all the blends have in common are a robustly flavored herb base of sage, rosemary, thyme, and marjoram. They are also usually ground into a powder-like consistency, which makes them easy to incorporate in stuffings, gravies, and rubs. Plant-based ways to use poultry seasoning. Here are a few savory ways to use poultry seasoning in your vegan Thanksgiving feast and beyond. Roasted mushrooms. 1 pound small button mushrooms, 2 tablespoons lemon juice or apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of poultry seasoning. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, toss together all ingredients until the mushrooms are well coated. Spread on a baking sheet. Roast 25 to 30 minutes or until the mushrooms are firm and browned. Serve hot at room temperature. You can try 1 teaspoon of poultry seasoning in your favorite stuffing brand to achieve classic Thanksgiving flavors. Gravy. Use poultry seasoning to add savory flavor to vegan gravy. Roasted vegetables. Sprinkle poultry seasoning over vegetables just before roasting. Soups. Add 1 to 2 teaspoons poultry seasoning to deepen the flavors of simple vegetable soups. Classic dressings. Try poultry seasoning in place of other dried herbs and herb blends in both dressings and vinaigrettes. Bean and grain dishes. I cook a pot of beans with 1 teaspoon poultry seasoning and flavor bean recipes with 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon to round out the other ingredients. Tomatoes. Sprinkle poultry seasoning on halved tomatoes, then roast them on the grill and add to tomato-based sauces. Stuffed vegetable fillings. Use a little poultry seasoning to boost the flavor of fillings. For dishes like stuffed squash or loaded sweet potatoes. Pot pies and shepherd pies. Give pot pies, shepherd pies, and other deep dish entrees an extra meaty flavor by adding 1 to 2 teaspoons of poultry seasoning to the filling. How to make your own dried poultry seasoning. Whether you need a quick fix for a batch of holiday stuffing or just want to try your hand at blending your own poultry seasoning, this recipe is a good start. It makes 2 tablespoons. Combine all of the following ingredients: 1 tablespoon rubbed sage, 1 teaspoon dried thyme leaves, 1 teaspoon dried marjoram leaves, 1 teaspoon dried rosemary leaves, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger or nutmeg. Once you have the ingredients in a small bowl, rub them with the tips of your fingers to combine and crush any large leaves. For a more powdered consistency, like store-bought poultry seasoning, pulse all of the ingredients several times in a coffee or spice grinder. Use immediately or store in an airtight jar. Next, we'll turn to nutritionfacts.org and an article by Michael Greger, MD, How to Treat Body Odor with Diet, October 17th, 2025. Vision is not the only sense associated with physical attractiveness and partner preference. Body odor signals a variety of information on matters such as eating habits, hygiene, health, and more. Based on a survey of hundreds of college students, men rated visual and smell information as being equally important for selecting a lover, while women considered how their potential mates smell to be the single most important variable. In other words, women ranked body odor as more important for attraction than looks. I've talked about the concern around aluminum containing antiperspirants. What can we do to make ourselves smell better? Clinical studies dating back to the 1950s show that chlorophyll can be used to improve body odors. This led to a wave of commercial chlorophyll deodorant products. But as one chlorophyll scientist lamented, because of the unfounded, fantastic, and sometimes completely idiotic claims made for chlorophyll by the promotion and advertising men, the buying public as well as the scientist will remain skeptical, and rightly so. To be an effective deodorant, chlorophyll has to be taken internally as doses that far exceed those found in so-called deodorizing, chewing gum, and lozenges. Studies showing the elimination of detectable underarm odors use doses on the order of 100 milligrams a day. In other words, the amount of chlorophyll one could get in about 1/3 of a bunch of raw spinach. So before slathering aluminum onto your skin, I recommend first trying to deodorize from the inside out by eating a big salad every day, which may improve your body odor in two ways: hitting the chlorophyll threshold and improving your health. In another long clinical study, what was the most attractive body odor? The results show that the odor of donors when on the non-meat diet was judged as significantly more attractive, more pleasant, less intense. No differences were noted in masculinity. The researchers concluded that meat may have a negative impact on perceived body odor hedonicity. In other words, those eating more plant-based evidently smell significantly more pleasurable. You've been listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a happy and healthy rest of your day. And now stay tuned for more interesting programming coming your way from Sun Sounds of Arizona.